his salary was redistributed to those individuals that you see. So those individuals received more, and the replacement coach received, as a first, second year head assistant coach who's only had a couple years of experience, he started at a much lower level. So it's a redistribution of a salary pool that was available for the program.
There's never any transfer of money to something else? I mean, does it have to go back into salaries? Because it really does seem like these are somewhat out of line with a lot of the other raises.
Well, again, as we transition at the 1A level, actually our salaries are out of line, but unfortunately at the other way. When we compare our salaries to salaries, position coaches with schools that are 1A and in our conference, we're below what those average salaries are. So we're working hard to try and get them to be more competitive.
I have failed in just finishing up my email here. I think that those are under different page. Look at page 86. And this is the, I think that's the next step, right, Forrest?
Pardon?
The questions you had will be under the next business.
Oh,
on,
I
page,
thought...
on page 86, the personnel actions that we have there. This before we get into the coaching issues.
No, these are the assistant coaches.
This is in the personnel commission.
She's referencing some of the salary reclassification.
It's on page 90.
All right.
The ones on page 90.
On
okay, we're on that.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I knew that we had other items under the coaches. So that's
right. Also, I would like to... do we have motions on approving these?
No, we do not yet.
Okay. Well, what we do, I would like to exempt Liz Esther's personnel action until after we've had a discussion about her.
Will that be, we'll have a closed session?
Yes,
we'll
have a closed
meeting?
Session. Yeah.
Okay. During the meeting, be a part of the meeting.
Right. Okay.
That now restate.
Hold on, do that.
Oh, should there be a second to that?
Well, there's no, she's just asking to exempt.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you just defer action on this until that conversation occurs?
Okay, on all these actions, that's fine.
You really should probably get a motion to approve before you have the discussion.
Yes, approve the motion.
What, do you need a motion to postpone this until after?
Well, you need a motion to approve the recommendation of the president. And then when the motion's made, you can pull out any particular item.
Or go into executive session to discuss
the motion has been made.
Right, yeah. Well, that's...
I move that we approve.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
Okay. Now, what do we approve? With that suggestion, with that exemption, is that the motion?
No, I think if you want to go into executive session to discuss a specific individual, then you may...
That I may pull one out.
No, that you go into executive session.
Right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to be going into executive session.
Well, we could do this one right now with this, though.
Okay. That's fine.
So
I move to go into executive session to discuss this one personnel action.
Well, I just say
it should be. I'm sorry.
Well, you can do it any number of ways.
Discussing a personnel item of a...
Right.
Of a... particular
right.
employee.
Right.
According to the statute.
Right.
And it should reflect that.
Right. Okay. I'm moving that we go into executive session to discuss a personnel item concerning a specific employee.
If there is a second one, would that require a second executive session?
You could have both of them in one motion.
I would request that it be two personnel actions.
Right.
As opposed to a class.
Where are we?
You have a motion to approve the president's recommendation. Now you can discuss it. You can vote on it. You can amend it. You can pull any one of the personnel items out for different action. You could, but anyway, the motion is to approve the president's recommendation.
Okay.
And so.
So there's a request to pull one. Is that what you're
right? And I think Gary's saying pull two.
Well, no,
yours
no,
isn't
no,
in
no,
here. Yours, no, yes, yes, the pull one.
May I,
Ms. Esther's?
So I'm back to the parliamentarian just a moment. She has a request to pull one. Does that need a vote on that?
Theoretically, it doesn't.
Okay.
You can, yeah. If someone requests that you have a separate action item, you can pull that out and have it as a separate action item.
Right. Parliamentarian, may I make a request to pull
another personnel item, which is something that can be discussed in open session, or would you do I need to wait until this question is resolved?
Why don't we decide this part first?
Okay, because I do intend to pull something else.
All right.
But it's not a matter for closed session.
As you know, the closed session is a legal thing to protect the employee's confidentiality. No action will be taken in that closed session.
Correct.
You know that.
Right.
So, but you can pull out six of them or ten of them. You want to pull out.
All right. Okay. So I want to move along with what we need to do with the motions here. So
okay, you're approving the motion with the exception of one person, which will require then a separate motion on that person when you have...
All right, so we're voting to approve this with understanding that one person will be pulled from the list.
Right.
All right.
Or two.
Then I would like to request that the... I would like to move that the five assistant... football coaches on page that doesn't have a page number, the five actions under athletics be pulled as a separate action item for discussion in open session.
Well, you don't have to have a motion to do that. You can discuss those in open session without a motion.
I just want to pull them. I want to pull them from the mass approval. I want to discuss them separately.
Before they are approved.
Well, you can discuss them separately,
okay.
Or you can have a separate motion to approve them, whichever you want to do.
That could be discussed in open session?
Yeah, I just want to talk about it.
Well, then, why don't we do that before we vote then on the motion, all right?
Waiting on your personnel action until you've had all the discussion you want to have about anybody on here.
Okay. So why don't we have that discussion right now then?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Great. I alluded to this at the third quarterly meeting, and I'm just going to bring the point up again that these are some pretty large raises given the difficult times. I'm not sure what reclassification means. Maybe Dr. Seelig could clarify.
Yeah, actually, I'll sit right here real quick. I had started to explain earlier these actions. Actually, I was picking up, Patty, on there are two issues here that I think you all are asking about with athletics. The first issue that you inquired about were a group of coaches who received raises due to the situation that I just described. We had a seasoned assistant coach who took a job at Indiana, and we took a high salary that he was receiving. We brought in an entry-level coach, and we spread the remainder salary among other coaches that we were working with to promote. Those individuals are not listed on this page because they were from the previous board meeting, the minutes that you said were not present. So that's that group of individuals.
Right.
The group of individuals here on page 91, is it? Or
90.
On 90. What we did within athletics, we had two different units. We had athletic facilities, and we have athletic ticket operations. And we had our ticket office, which was a director of ticket operations and an assistant director. Both those positions had become vacant. One individual took a job at Rice, and another position was in the process of being filled. We took a current associate athletic director for facilities, Craig Biggs. We expanded his role and capacity to also oversee the ticket office and assume the director of tickets as well as the director of facilities. So we combined positions, gave him not nearly what the ticket director was making, but gave him some of that to assume the responsibility over those two divisions within athletics. We also elevated a couple of his assistants in facilities to a greater capacity, gave them a little bit more, but the net result was when we combined those two departments with the salaries that we had available, we ended up spending less money, even though we're paying employees more, we're paying less money to the group of individuals than we would have if we'd have gone out and hired a new ticket manager and a new assistant ticket manager. We just used available individuals within the athletic department and expanded their scope and helped them financially.
What's your total cost savings on that?
It was about $7,000.
Okay. And that goes into carry forward?
It just goes back into athletic salaries, operations. Right.
Okay. That's where it goes.
So those are the individuals, Craig Biggs, Les Forsyth, Rick French, Mike Gaddy, and Paul Upright. That was just in recognition of their, they've each been here 8-10 years. It was a title to an associate athletic trainer. There's no compensation associated with that. That's just recognize them as an associate versus an assistant trainer, because we're bringing in new trainers and they're called assistant trainers, and with trainers who've been here for 8 years, we felt like there should be some distinction with their title over an entry level trainer, an assistant versus an associate. So that was a retitling of those positions. And then you go up to ticket manager James Matthew Morrison. That was the other individual who was impacted by the reclassification of those two divisions. So he actually he went from a part-time employee to a full-time position as a result of this.
Okay.
But none of these are coaches.
None of these are coaches. Right.
And that was, yes, and that's absolutely clear here, and that's a bad use of terminology. And believe it or not, I'm really not beating up on you on this point. It's just that there are lots of people on campus and tons of people and staff who are in jobs that have been collapsed. They've taken on more responsibilities. I actually don't begrudge you being able to give people more money for doing more work. I just like to make the global point that faculty are doing more with less. We're all doing more work. We got the big fat $500, and plenty of other staff members, including my colleague, staff regent, taking on more responsibilities. They also got the big fat $500. So this is just kind of a global point for everybody who's listening, that we're asking a lot of our people who can put more money into them.
And thank you
for allowing me to make this point.
And the student workers who continue to work with the staff and aid them. They have taken on more responsibilities with, you know, cuts to the student worker program, which unfortunately is a deterrent for a lot of people who come to college and look for a part-time job that was there. So.
Right, and you know, you get revenue and you reward your people, and that's great. The biggest revenue producer on campus is actually the academic division, and we are subject to whatever raises are proposed by this board in the raise pool. That's not your fault, and I'm absolutely not beating up on you. I'm just making the larger point that these are things we want to be mindful of. I don't discount your decisions, and
because we were able to save money,
yeah,
and help individuals financially with expanded scope.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that.
Are there other things you want clarified from this list?
Yes. How is the search for a director or an associate dean of DLO for Elizabethtown?
We're right now, I've announced to this group, I've asked Juanita Bayless to serve as an interim role for at least 6 months while we study what we really want to do with that. And so this is the first month, and so I don't expect to actually be ready to search for this position for 6 months.
Any other questions?
I just had one comment. I want to say I applaud you. Because you are recognizing that people had more responsibilities, and you handled that and saved us money, and I applaud that. I'm extremely envious because there are so many other staff that don't have that opportunity, but right. But I do applaud you, and I think that was good management there.
Thank you.
We're ready for the question then? Okay, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Right. That was approved with that one person being withdrawn.
Correct. Right. Yes.
And now, do I need to move that we go into an executive session to discuss this?
Yes.
You can go. That's your prerogative to go into closed session whatever time you choose to.
Let's do it now, please.
Okay. All right. I move we go into closed session to discuss a personnel matter that needs to be kept confidential.
Second. Of a particular
person. Okay. Right.